I was wondering, is the band is named after Toni Cade Bambara? She's the
no.
Oh, it's not? No.
No.
Okay.
No, it's named, it's way less scholarly. it's named after this character in this animated TV show that was on MTV in the 90s called Aeon Flux. And
I'm
this,
too young.
Yeah, no, this is like way back.
It's like 92. Yeah.
Oh man.
It's amazing though. It's really cool. Cartoon.
But there's this villain in one episode called Bambara, and we just liked the way it sounded. So that's really all there is to it.
Yeah.
Huh.
I recommend checking it out though.
Yeah.
Can you talk to me a little bit about your music videos? Like, what your favorite one has been so far, if any?
Well, for this album, we were supposed to have directors for each one, and.
Every
single one fell through like a week before.
Yeah.
So we just had to do it ourselves every time.
Every single video.
They're good considering like you're doing the actual music and then also like the video for the music.
Yeah, we have a friend who shoots everything for us. He has a great eye.
Yeah.
But as far as like the concept and everything, we've had to come up with that.
Yeah.
Our music is very visual anyway, so mm-hmm. I think that helps a lot.
Yeah,
for us to be the ones.
Yeah.
But as far as a favorite, I really like the way Sing Me to the Street turned out.
Yeah, I like that one a lot.
That one was really, really good. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
That could be a music video.
We should do an interview on that.
Yeah.
Oh my god. So kind of throughout a lot of your songs, there are themes of like morbidity and like ugliness, kind of. But at the same time, they're like really, really beautiful. So I guess kind of like, what impact do you want to leave your listeners with? Like, what kind of do you want them to take away from?
From that, well, it's hard to say. I guess what we really aim for is to like put someone in an environment or a place, and sort of like populate it with people to be sort of like. Invest your time in with their stories and their descriptions and stuff like that. As far as beauty and ugliness go, I think that's, you need both if anything's going to be believable, you know? Or if you're going to be able to actually feel anything about something, you need both. If you lean too far on one side or the other, it's really hard to make any sort of connection, I think. Or saying, to come away feeling like you experienced something real, even if it does have like a surrealist sort of tinge to it, it needs to feel real. I think you need about 50-50 of both.
Yeah.
And I think there is a lot of beauty in ugly too, you know, like in ugliness. There is beauty in that. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, I mean, two sides of the same coin, really.
Yes, yeah. You can't have one without the other.
Yeah.
Songs that you've cried to or would consider crying to?
We can consider crying to. I think that list is a lot longer than the ones I've actually
played. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like one fucked me up the other day. What was that?
I remember the first time I cried to a song was Earth Angel when I was like a fucking baby.
Doo-wop song.
Doo-wop song. Something about it. The doo-wop progression, you know, it's like a melancholy progression. It always made me feel sad in a way that like I... made me feel like I'd lost something and I was reflecting on it even though I was like fucking like 3 years old.
As cliche as it is that Hallelujah by Jeff Buckley.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
kind of in the same vein with, I would say maybe Bad Magic by Wiseblood.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah,
it'll rip your heart out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a great one.
Straight for the jugular.
Yeah.
In the
How
Vice...
How about you?
I haven't cried in, like, 2 years. But
damn.
Yeah, I don't like the way it feels.
Hot streak.
I like the way it feels.
Silent Partner by Weed was pretty good. I'm really into like shoegaze and stuff.
Ah,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just kind of like,
I don't like thinking about it.
Yeah. In the recent Vice interview that came out the other day, you talked about this place called Johnny's, I think?
Johnny's
where,
Hideaway, yeah.
Where cougars go to like pick up yeah. younger guys. Is that kind of like what you had in mind when writing Death Croons? Because she's like an older lady. Like,
I do think, I mean, that is a place that we just genuinely enjoy, and sort of like, I don't know, the characters and stuff in that place have probably left an impact in a way that they're probably always floating around in my head somewhere, you know. And those types of people are all over the place. I've been a bartender all over the place in New York, and weird spots in Manhattan, and then in Bushwick and other places in Brooklyn. And the people you meet, you know, kind of stick with you. And I think there's a lot of people like that.
Yeah.
And I guess, I don't know, I've always been attracted to that sort of person, or that sort of like relationship that people have with bars.
All right, how has it been so far touring, like, in the middle of, like, coronavirus?
Terrible. Like, it's been fucking crazy. Each day gets worse.
It started off like no big deal. Who cares? And then we started hearing about how many people weren't showing up to concerts, like, even if they bought tickets and things. People let us know what percentage didn't show up at all. And now it just sounds like everybody's tour and the world is getting canceled right now.
Yeah,
all the festivals
we're still like on the fence, waiting to hear about some of the things we have coming up.
We might have to do some stuff.
Williamsburg, right?
We still don't know what the deal is with that one yet.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll know in the next 24 hours, though.
Yeah.
And then we have a tour in Europe in May, which is like right on the cusp of where they're kind of ending the bans for gatherings, but. It'll probably extend it with our luck.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah, I mean, on some level though, like, you kind of interact a lot with the crowd, and like people like touch you. You like, do you have to like sanitize like after every night?
Yeah. I should. We sanitize the mics and stuff. Yeah, a lot of contact, so I don't know. I try to stay good about it.
But. Yeah.
This is for William, actually. Can you talk a little bit?
Nice.
Oh my god.
Yeah, this is great.
Deep cut. Damn.
That. Wow, I thought I was having a stroke.
I thought he went out of business. I didn't know he was still selling it.
Yeah, can you
tell? That's hilarious.
I thought he went up in smoke.
Yeah, really? I thought he exploded.
Literally went up in smoke.
Yeah, yeah.
Funny.
That's a deep cut.
Damn.
Pesci pays.
That's insane.
What else can I say?
Yeah.
It's a hair product.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Still got that smell.
Got that smell?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's funny. Yeah, I've actually wanted to go back and watch that recently.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a long
Do you think
time.
You could even access that character right now if you had to?
I don't know.
If he's still in you somewhere. It was so long ago.
Yeah. I haven't seen the Blaze and Alex show in a really long time.
It's very Aries. Denzel
yeah,
Pesci
I was gonna say,
is
yeah.
extremely Aries.
It seems like all that shit you were describing.
Denzel. Alex is going to lose it over that.
Yeah, I got to send him that.
That's funny. Yeah, how did you find the Blaze and Alex show?
Denzel Pesci.
I was reading this interview that y'all did recently with, I think, Alt Citizen, where you were saying that you were in an Amanda Bynes commercial.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I tried looking for the Amanda Bynes commercial, but I couldn't find it.
It's so hard to find.
She's in so many fucking commercials.
Yeah.
So I just typed your name into IMDb.
That's on there?
Oh, yeah. Alex edited it. Awesome. To give it some credibility.
Yeah.
Wow. How many episodes did you watch?
I watched all of them, and then I watched the downtimes. I had to do my research.
Wow.
Wow.
You went deep.
You watched the downtimes?
Yeah. They were actually really fucking good.
Thanks. We were really, I mean, that was a huge, important part of my life for a long time.
Yeah.
But a lot of, like, they're, like, so high production considering you just kind of, like, were, like,
we pulled so many favors for that.
Yeah.
Fake interviews. Yeah.
Yeah, they got really intense as it went on. It started out just one camera in the basement. And then
Yeah, I don't think you were in the first episode.
I wasn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
First place in Alex, I wasn't in.
Yeah, you were like on the desktop screensaver or something.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Damn, I gotta watch that.
God, thanks
for watching.
I enjoyed it. So okay, next question. Could you talk about your experience being, like, a hot band? So, like, how would you say that your music has been impacted, like, sonically by just fucking slicing passerby with your jawlines?
How has that impacted the music? Let's see.
I don't know, attractive? Like physically attractive?
Like, have you had any issues completing tracks because of complications from being like offensively attractive?
Not yet.
We'll see.
I don't know. Maybe sometimes Drew forgot to press record because he was just gawking at Blaze or something.
Yeah.
I was gawking at Drew. You should see the guy who recorded the album.
Damn. Talking about dollars. Not yet. No problems.
Yeah. We've known each other since we were kids, though, so I think we've seen each other grow.
Yeah. You're basically brothers at this point, yeah?
Yeah, totally.
It's like fun. It's lotion, but
it's more than that. It's more than that.
It's way more than that.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Rest in peace, Rihanna. Okay.
Yeah.
I gotta take a picture for Alex.
Yeah, she was good.
She was good while she lasted.
Rihanna.
Yeah. Rihanna!
Yeah, she did blow up too, didn't she?
Yeah, she didn't make it.
She didn't make it. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Damn, you might have to edit that out.
So. Spoilers.
Yeah, Blu-ray box set's coming out. We don't want people to know about it.
Yeah, you could remaster it, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Put it on vinyl.
Did you actually cut your hair for that season finale?
No, that was just editing around the fact that I'd gotten a haircut. I think that's like fake hair sprinkled on the ground.
Oh, that's right. That's what happened. Yeah, we took continuity very seriously.
This looks real.
Yeah, that was like part of your cleansing before you.
Yeah, just getting ready to kill a man.
That's right.
I guess I don't know a whole lot about astrology. I'm gonna be honest, but if you have like questions about this chart.
What are these stickers from?
Oh my god, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, so, I'm surprised that they're lower, because for some reason that took me off guard, I don't know why.
This is like the name of our radio station, so.
Oh, cool. Oh, so you, wow.
Yeah, okay. It's like a thing that we do, we just cut them up.
Wait, so you cut the...
there were no B's, and there were no W's, so I just turned the M upside down.
Wow, you fooled me.
That B is pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's a great B.
Can you do it with a, no, you gotta...
If you cut off this part of the K, uh-huh. And you take this and you turn it upside down,
there
you
we go. Okay.
So you came from Denton?
We came from Houston. They canceled class. So next week is spring break, but they just gave us this week off because coronavirus.
Yeah.
And tell them what they did to you.
We just got evicted. They're making us leave by the 25th. We have to have all of our stuff out and we have to be gone by the 25th.
Wait, is it dorms?
In March 25th?
Yep.
Holy fuck.
All our classes are online now.
Everything's all going to be online.
But you're not allowed to stay on campus anymore?
Not allowed to stay on campus.
That's absurd. Yeah.
That's so shitty.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to take a guess if they're giving people financial aid to figure out?
I think that's a pretty easy guess right there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fuck. I feel like I know myself a little better now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I keep this forever?
Yes, please. Frame it.
Pressure's on. A little creature?
Little creature. Oh, he's sad.
Freaking out a little bit, too.
Oh no!
Is he a little virus?
I think so.
It's the corona.
He's got to find a place to go.
He does kind of look like a little virus.
Let's see.
A protist, a little dude.
A what, would you say?
A protist.
Oh, okay.
It is, I don't know. It's a
I don't remember all this.
Oh. I wish I didn't.
Gotta get a picture of this for Alex.
I know, I just took one. Oh, yeah, that's a better one.
Get it?
What is gonna do?
Here, boys.
Skates on.
Oh, there you go. So now he's scared. He's going too fast down a hill.
Yeah.
He doesn't know how he's gonna stop.
Added so much context.
Yeah.
beautiful.